Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. It's 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, that last part was Jake Carney. Oh, this is all these things that's happening. As we saw the bodies of the victims of the Libyan embassy attack being brought back to this country today, this is not directed at the United States of America, according official White House response. And, of course, they're an ally until they're not an ally. They're not an ally, then they back are an ally. And, no, we're not going to stop funding the Muslim Brotherhood, whose motto is Allah is our objective, the Prophet our leader, the Quran our law, jihad our way, and dying in the way of Allah is our highest hope. We're going to continue to support this guy Morsi, you know, the one that headed up the Muslim Brotherhood for all those years, and the guy that referred to Jews as vampires, and the guy that's meeting with the mullahs and supreme leaders of Iran. You talk about the world burning and the gang that cannot shoot straight. This is what is now happening. But it had nothing to do with the fact that all this happened on 9/11. It's the movie's fault. You got to be kidding me. Anyway, joining us now, Lanny Davis and Jay Sekulow is with us from the American Center for Law and Justice. His group has called for defunding, and I totally, completely, and utterly support the $2 billion in aid that goes to the Muslim Brotherhood, whose motto I just read. And, of course, the president and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats say, oh, no, 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 we got to continue to fund the Muslim Brotherhood. Jay Sekulow?
Well, they are putting their policy into practice, Sean. You know, they're trying to define the relationship between the United States and Egypt. Egypt is controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. They are not moderates. The hope that they might be more moderate in their approaches has proved to be false. And, of course, if you read the Muslim Brotherhood's biography, their background, and their charter, they're calling for the destruction of Israel, and as you mentioned, the conquest of free people everywhere. That's the goal of the Muslim Brotherhood. Morsi is not just a figurehead. He dismissed the military leadership. That in and of itself, happening last month, should have wakened up the State Department and the President to realize how serious this threat is. And, Sean, they are repeating even today this nonsense, and I'm sure Lanny agrees with me on this. There is no way you can blame this on some third-rate movie from some person we never heard of. That is the cover for a September 11th attack on our property. That is U.S. property, those embassies.
Well, now, wait a minute. Jay, now, Jay, hang on a second. You're jumping to conclusions. That's like those of us that actually suggest that the guy, Major Hassan and the Fort Hood shooter, and he said, Allahu Akbar. Our government told us that was workplace violence. That had nothing to do with some type of terror sympathy. Now, come on now, Jay. You're really stepping out overboard here.
Well, that's because our government is literally operating in Fantasy Island, because the reality is radical Islam's goal is destabilization, and we've projected nothing but weakness in this. And you could trace, if you want to trace some of this as a problem, listen to what the president said in February of 2009 in Cairo when he went on the apology tour of the United States and talked about Islam being a religion that takes diversity and is very tolerant. Well, you're seeing the tolerance of the dominant force within Islam in the Middle East. And that dominant
force, Lanny Davis,
is the fundamentalist. Yep.
What happened, Lanny? Let me ask you a question. For the official position of the United States of America was to apologize for a film that our government had nothing to do with, that, I, as far as I know, nobody has seen. Do you support that apology that went on, depending on which timeline you read, anywhere between 10 and 16 hours before they said, we better stop apologizing for those that actually raided our embassy, ripped down our flag, chanted Al-Qaeda chants and praised to bin Laden and raised an Al-Qaeda flag?
The person responsible for putting that statement out, while he didn't use the word apology, was an idiot, stupid, and should be fired.
Well, why was it the official position of the United States for 10 hours?
Barack Obama being responsible for an idiot who's in an embassy who should be fired.
It took him 10 to 16 hours to get it straight?
It's not exactly accurate.
All right, well, let's move on to the next topic. Is Egypt an ally or not an ally of the United States?
Well, I like the way Barack Obama put it, actually, because I'm not sure they should be an ally, and certainly the way they reacted so far.
Well, he told us they weren't.
I suggest they should be an ally, but right now Barack Obama is saying the jury is out. I think, as far as
I'm concerned, that was before.
I think the jury came back, and the jury convicted them of being not an ally. You've got the Muslim Brotherhood, which is Morsi's party today, calling for the continued protests. Lenny. So, I mean, they made a mistake here. But Egypt is not an ally. We're kidding ourselves if we think they are.
Do you want them to be an ally? Do you not want them to be an ally?
I don't want them to be, but wait a minute.
Once they elected the Muslim Brotherhood, they made their choice. We wanted
the Republican Party in the Congress praised the Arab Spring and
excuse me. Excuse me, Lanny. Stop with this Purple Nation BS, because that's just not true. There were those of us out there that were conservative that predicted the Muslim Brotherhood, and I just read to you what their motto is: Allah, our objective, the Prophet, our leader, the Quran, our law, jihad, our way, dying in the way of Allah, our highest hope. Those of us that actually understood the Muslim Brotherhood warned that this day would come. The president, how could he have been so wrong on the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt? He told us democracy was going to take shape, Lanny. Why was he so wrong?
Where are you? You're confusing me where you are, Sean. Do you like the fact that Obama doesn't want to call him an ally, or do you not like the
no,
fact
No, I want to know, A, why he was so wrong on the Arab Spring, and he said democracy was breaking out, and I want to know, B, why he says on yesterday that they are, excuse me, that they're not an ally, only to be correcting that statement today to say that they are.
Well, I think he's kind of ambiguous on this.
Kind of ambiguous? Maybe he hasn't made up his own mind.
Are uncomfortable with the Muslim Brotherhood. We're not real comfortable with this government.
Wait a minute. Why are we giving them $2 billion, though?
This is Lenny.
The murder of our diplomats without protecting them. So no one's real happy with this gang in Egypt, but they were elected. I don't know one Republican that opposed the overthrow of Mubarak and democracy coming to Egypt.
Me.
Here's the problem with this. How could the White House have been, and I don't care, and I think we got to put this into the historical perspective. The Islamic Brotherhood, Muslim Brotherhood, was not recognized in Egypt because, as Mubarak himself said, who, by the way, no saint by any stretch of the imagination, but clearly an ally of the United States and Israel, who clearly stated that if he were to be out of office, he said the Muslim Brotherhood will rise to power. The Muslim Brotherhood said when the elections were going to go forward, we will not put a candidate forward as president. That, of course, ended up being not only incorrect, it was false, and they knew it when they said it. Now the people of Egypt, and I've got a lot of friends that are Egyptian, have made a selection, and the leadership of their government, the vast majority, over two-thirds majority, is either the Muslim Brotherhood or worse. So that's what you've got. And we're debating, after the letting our embassy being attacked, we're debating whether they're an ally or not an ally. Maybe they aren't. No, here's what we've got. We've got a radical Islamist regime running Egypt. We've got a radical Islamic regime moving in the rest of the Middle East, and that is the problem. And this president is going to have to confront it. And, Lenny, you're great at controlling spin and controlling the doctrines here, but the fact of the matter is the president's weakness on this and has been pathetic, and the end result of that is we've got a disaster in the Middle East in the next 48 hours, which will be much worse. This will look like nothing by Monday. You can imagine what this is going to be.
Let me ask Lenny this question, because Jay Carney, speaking for the president today, said the protests were not directed at the United States. So are we to believe the American people that when they ripped down, when they invaded our embassy in Cairo, ripped down our flag, chanting anti-American slogans, when they killed our ambassador of Libya, ripped down our flag as they burn flags at embassies all across the world today, are we really to believe what our president and administration are telling us, that this is not directed at the United States?
Well, I have a hard time defending that statement. I'd like to see the whole context of what...
I'll play it for you. I just played it for you. Would you like me to play it for you?
Guys, I don't know what Jay Carney said. You want to
I'll read play it for you.
Here, but I don't agree that it isn't directed at the United States. It certainly is directed at the United States.
Well, I'll play. Would you like me to play it for you?
The people I heard interviewed shouting were anti-American. So let's say that.
So then, why would the then this is a great point. Why would the president of the United States A not know that the Muslim Brotherhood was likely to rise to power? Now that we know they got to power, even though they said they weren't going to run, they were dismantling the military. We know what their motto stands for. Why do we give them $2 billion a year, and why does Obama stand on that even this day that we're going to continue to give them aid?
Besides Rand Paul, who I actually like, a nice man and smart man.
I don't want to hear about... I'm asking why the president supports
one Republican congressional leader who's calling for cutting off aid to...
Congressman Pete
right
King.
Who?
Congressman Peter King.
Congressman Peter King.
Also, Congressman McClintock out of California. There's a whole lot.
Hey, Lanny, can I ask this question?
Because, no. Wait a minute. He just asked for an answer. I'm asking why the president. Why would the president give still support, Nancy Pelosi still support, giving $2 billion to the Muslim Brotherhood? Right. A terrorist organization, Allah is our objective, the Prophet our leader, the Quran our law, jihad our way, dying in the way of Allah our highest hope. Why would we give them $2 billion a year?
Well, right now, throwing kerosene on a fire may not be a good idea, Sean, but I am uncomfortable with supporting a government that hasn't protected our people and led to the murder by murdering thugs, lunatics, as far as I'm concerned, are the people that I see demonstrating.
Yeah, let me ask you
talking
a question.
About Barack Obama having blood on his hands. You know, when a president's being attacked, I
didn't say he had blood on his hands. I said his policies led to this.
We shouldn't have any differences of opinion on calling these people thugs and not attacking President Obama, for goodness sake.
Well, listen, I agree with Hillary Clinton, though. I know this is you're trying to turn this into spin against conservatives
No.
And you're trying to silence opposition voices, and the media has been attacking Mitt Romney. Thank God he stuck up for our country when our embassy is attacked, our flag is ripped down, and Americans are killed. I actually agree with Hillary Clinton. Remember she said this, Lanny?
I am sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
I wouldn't quite say it that way, but I agree with that.
Could you send me your library of Hillary Clinton clips? You have probably the best library of anyone I know.
Well, I agree with Hillary. We have the right to debate and disagree with any administration.
We do. I agree, and I see nothing wrong with you guys debating. I see nothing wrong with Mitt Romney criticizing President Obama if he wishes to. I think he probably regrets doing it so quickly. Mm. But I think it's legitimate to have a debate about this.
Do you notice, Jay,
right
he's
now.
Agreed
and
with everything we've said.
But here's a question, and this is the thing, Lanny, you're the best crisis management guy I know, best crisis management lawyer I know. What would you be telling the White House? Because this is a mess.
Well, I wouldn't be telling them to make an enemy where right now we need all the help we can get. And the president of Egypt did condemn this violence, condemn the death of
Wait a minute. The Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood called for more protests, Lanny.
And right now throwing kerosene on the fire.
His
I think Barack Obama
party,
is saying exactly
political
the right
party
thing.
Today.
And I don't mind Mitt Romney raising questions. I don't like Democrats trying to prevent him from, or Paul Ryan, from raising questions about how this was handled. That's all legitimate debate, and it should not be thwarted the way I've heard some Democrats say. But I think Obama is doing the right thing.
Last word, Jay. We got to go.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. Well, I was going to give you the last word, but if you don't want
it. Okay. Well, my response is this. Quickly, we've got a situation that is going to unfold worse in the next 48 hours. The president is not taking control of the situation, and the debate about what our relationship is with Egypt needs to stop, and we need to start protecting our embassies for real because we're under siege, and we better start thinking that way in the Middle East.
The world is under siege and burning. And by the way, pretty interesting. 50 Marines to Libya? 50? 50? Oh, jeez. I can't get it. I just don't get it.